Michelle Langley of Griffith University said the find was extremely rare. There weren't that many tattoo artists to begin with, and archaeologists found these four bone chisels and what was believed to be an ink pot together, which she said makes them an exceptionally rare tattoo kit. Carbon dating shows them to be 2,700 years old, which is about the time that a distinctive Polynesian culture began to emerge. Two of the bones were from a seabird, and two were cut from human bones. Jeffrey Clark of the Australian National University said that appears to answer an important question. At the burial sites of the first peoples to reach the Pacific, he said it's very common to find that relatives have gone back and removed skulls and limb bones, but scientists didn't know why. The fact that we have human bone tattoo chisels, Clark said, suggests a cultural or spiritual aspect, that you're taking the remains of your ancestors and turning them into tools. And not just any tools, but tools to make tattoos whose symbols transmit Polynesian culture. Professor Langley said that, their age aside, the tattoo chisels are identical to those used to make traditional Pacific tattoos today. The chisel is dipped in ink and hammered into the skin. The word tattoo comes from the Polynesian word tatau, to strike. Professor Clark has a tattoo made the traditional way, and he told Australia's ABC it's more painful than a standard electric tattoo gun. The tattoo kit goes on display at the Australian National University later this year. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.